Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The military official in charge of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan says American troops have attacked what are believed to be the largest Al-Qaeda training camps found in the course of the 14-year Afghan war. The operation took place just days before announced plans to keep 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the greater part of 2016. World powers involved in talks on Syria's political future have agreed to a UN-led process that involves talks between the Syrian government and opposition, and also to explore a ceasefire. Plans were outlined in a news conference held by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mr. Lavrov spoke through an interpreter about Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's destiny.
I said that the Assad's destiny should be decided by the Syrian people.
Как и все, что касается дальнейшего развития сирийского государства.
As well as all other aspects of further development of the Syrian state.
Earlier in the day, Secretary Kerry reiterated the U.S. stance that Assad cannot unite and govern Syria. Meantime, a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in their fight against the Islamic State militants. These will be the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. U.S. prosecutors have charged a Burkina Faso man with more than $12 million in fraud for allegedly distributing faulty mosquito nets in his home country. The man had promised to buy nets from a U.N. company, sponsored company, recommended company in Thailand. Instead, they chose a cheaper supplier in China. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration reporting that migrant deaths on the Mediterranean Sea routes to Europe are breaking all previous records. Lisa Schlein reporting from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports deaths off the Greek islands, notably Lesbos and Samos, have surged with the cold weather setting in. It estimates 435 men, women, and children have died on the eastern Mediterranean route linking Turkey to Greece in the last 3.5 weeks. The past few days have been replete with shipwrecks and deaths. IOM describes Wednesday, October 28th, as the deadliest day in the Mediterranean waters this year. The UN Refugee Agency warns the seaborne death toll will continue to rise as long as thousands of refugees are forced to make these perilous journeys to escape war and persecution. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was widely expected to take a lead role in campaigning for the AKP. That's the political party he helped found ahead of Sunday's general election, even though he's meant to remain impartial as president. Mr. Erdogan appears to be taking a back seat in the current campaign, despite the fact that the AKP is fighting to reestablish the parliamentary majority it lost in the June poll. Dorian Jones reporting now from Istanbul.
Sinan Ulgen, a visiting scholar at Carnegie Europe in Brussels, says Erdogan has learned from the June polls that such campaigning may be counterproductive.
Erdogan is a politician who relies very much on polling. He understood if he campaigns on behalf of a political party, that doesn't necessarily help the popularity of that party, given that the Turkish constitution asks the president to be impartial.
In the June poll, Erdogan drew widespread criticism for openly campaigning for the AKP, holding almost daily rallies and, on many occasions, opponents claim using public funds. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
North Korea's ruling party will hold a rare convention that analysts say is an attempt to solidify Kim Jong-un's rule. State media Friday announced the Workers' Party will hold the first Congress since 1980, and they'll do that next May. South Korea's Unification Ministry spokesman said the government is paying close attention to the upcoming meeting. Analysts in Seoul say the convention is an important political event for Kim, who's tried to cement his control over the country since taking power in late 2011 after his father, Kim Jong-il, died suddenly. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. And the music maker in the spotlight this week is clarinetist Annette Cohen. We caught up with her at the Detroit Jazz Festival. One of the great things about attending jazz festivals is it's like a family reunion where artists that haven't seen each other possibly for a long time get together, have a chance to visit with one another, and sometimes play on stage together in impromptu sessions. That's certainly the case with our special guest on this week's edition of Jazz America, clarinetist, well, multi-instrumentalist, actually. I saw her playing tenor saxophone as well as clarinet in various settings, leading her own band and working with others, too, as a special guest on stage in Detroit, Annette Cohen. We'll talk to her and hear some of her wonderful music this hour on Jazz America. Right now, let's pay homage to the passing of one of the greats of jazz and a multi-instrumentalist himself, known as a clarinetist and a saxophonist, just like Annette Cohen. His name, Phil Woods. Philip Wells Woods was born in 1931 on the 2nd of November, and he passed away really just a few weeks ago on September 29th at the age of 83. So, on the 2nd of November, he would have been 84 years old. Here's some of his later work, recorded live in Los Angeles with the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra, from the album from 2006 titled Phil Woods Groovin' to Marty Paich. Here's the song Too Close for Comfort, as we salute the late great Phil Woods to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
spending my cash. Feed me lies. You've been talking such trash. Don't you know I'm bound to get wise? You ain't my sweet loving no more. You never have me walking the floor no more. No more. Stay away from my door. Now you ain't my sweet loving no more. Talking such trash. Don't you know I'm bound to get wise? You ain't my sweet lover no more. You never have me walking the floor no more. No more. Stay away from my door. Now you ain't my sweet lover no more. My sweet lover no more. You ain't my sweet lover no more.
That is the wonderful voice and the last recorded effort by the late, great Pittsburgh-based vocalist Maureen Budway from her album Sweet Candor, the song Sweet Lover No More. And what a wonderful vocalist she was, who passed away just this past January, only 51 years old, after fighting breast cancer for 20 years. She finally lost that battle, but has left a wonderful musical legacy. And on the album you just heard, the album Sweet Candor, Maureen Budway was joined by her brother, David Budway, a longtime associate, wonderful pianist. What a musical family that was, and I hope you enjoyed hearing some of her last recorded effort. I wanted to play that because she was a wonderful singer, Maureen Budway, and also it leads me to give you our next conversation with our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Annette Cohen, who I caught up with at the Detroit Jazz Festival, and she also has a very talented family of musicians that she grew up with, too, just like Maureen Budway did. Let's talk to Annette Cohen about that, and then here's some music featuring Annette Cohen and two of her talented brothers joining with her from the album Noir with Annette Cohen and the Anzac Orchestra. here on VOA's Jazz America.
Annette Cohen is my guest backstage after her performance at the 2015 Detroit Jazz Festival. And on stage with Linda Oh and Gary Versace, and it seemed like a real family playing there together, but you have a real family that you play with, the three Cohens. And is there any substitute for growing up in such an intense musical family?
Well, I don't know if there's a substitute, because I only know how it is to grow up with siblings that play music. And my two brothers, Avishai, my younger brother, is an incredible trumpet player, and my older brother, Yuval, plays the soprano saxophone. And he basically paved the way for us. He's set an example for me and for Avishai how to be a musician, how to practice, how to be disciplined, you know, what to aim for. He's the first one who went to study abroad at Berkeley. I went after him. Avishai came after me. And, you know, it's something that I don't think there is any really substitute for this closeness, this telepathy that happening when you play with people that you grew up with. And it can happen with also if you have a friend that you played since you're really young, but not often people stay all these years together. And I come back and I play with my brothers, we can be on stage for a whole show and never look at each other in the eyes, and just you feel by just like a little shoulder movement what they want to say, and you feel about with the intention in the music, it's so clear because you know them so well. So it's really, if you're listening and you have a sibling, a brother, a sister play music, please play together. It's an amazing experience. It's an amazing. Don't give up. Don't give up on this opportunity.
A masterclass from Annette Cohen.
Matt Cohen playing the tenor saxophone instead of the clarinet on the Johnny Griffin classic Do It, alongside two of her talented brothers and the Anzac Orchestra from the album Noir. Hope you enjoyed that swinging piece. And now, for something completely different, one of the great guitarists in the world of modern jazz, who certainly has embraced world music styles in a big way, Al Di Meola, from his album Kiss My Axe, his axe, of course, the name he gives his guitar. The song is Morocco on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Dramatic sound of the music of Al Di Meola on acoustic guitar. Of course, he is certainly adept at playing the electric guitar as well. But when he's making music that is more of a world jazz nature, as you just heard with the song Morocco, he seems to play the acoustic more often. Whichever guitar he decides to play, we're happy to listen. Hope you enjoyed Al Di Meola, and get ready for more conversation with our special guest, Annette Cohen, under the trees next to the Detroit River at the recent Detroit Jazz Festival. That's coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's one of the best messages I've received in a long time. It reads as follows. Hi, you just made my day even better with these amazing jazz songs. I think I just became a jazz fan. From Ada Obi Ilono from Sierra Leone. Well, I couldn't ask for a better result from someone listening to Jazz America than someone who becomes a jazz fan. Well, this one's dedicated to you, and thank you so much for that kind, short, but sweet message. We're going to pay homage to one of the greats of jazz history, Illinois Jacquet. He was born on the 31st of October in 1922 in Broussard, Louisiana, made his way eventually to Los Angeles, and started hanging out with some very important people, and became one of the major saxophonists in jazz during his life. And you're just about to hear music that he performed 6 days before he passed away. He died on July the 22nd in 2004, and just 6 days before that, he was leading a big band swinging in the plaza at Jazz at Lincoln Center in the center of New York City. It's one of the great things about New York, so many outdoor places where music is performed live, including a series called Midsummer Night's Swing, where bands perform right there in the Jazz at Lincoln Center Plaza. Here's Illinois Jacquette to introduce the song you're about to hear 6 days before he passed away in his last live performance on Jazz America.
This is Stomping at the Savoy. Look out.
next day. I can no, there's a price that you have to pay. And I mean you. I'm gonna let you push me around on the ground. I can't hang no, I'm not some clown that you found. And I mean you. There's only me and for you. What are you gonna do? If you're gonna do me this way, I can't stay. I can't do no. There's a price that you'll have to pay. And I mean you.
That's vocalist Ronnie Lee from her latest release, What's Going On, with a little bit of a Latin flavor to the Thelonious Monk classic, I Mean You. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America, which continues now with more conversation with this week's special guest right next to the Detroit River at the Detroit Jazz Festival. I had a chance to speak to the great clarinetist, Annette Cohen. Now, she's a multi-instrumentalist, plays many different horns, but the clarinet is what she's known for most exclusively, and I ask her about that instrument. One last question.
Okay.
We heard you play tenor sax today beautifully, but you major on your instrument of choice, the clarinet, in such a beautiful way. It's a signature instrument for you, and I've always heard how difficult it is to play. And if that is true, why is it so difficult to play?
You know, luckily nobody told me how difficult it is when I started to play, so I may have been discouraged. But why is it difficult? It's a bizarro instrument. It's really a bizarre instrument, and the more I practice it, the harder it's become. I don't know what's up with this instrument, but it's wonderful, and it has such a way of expression and such a human quality to it that you know, people associate it with like old swing, and people associate it with something that is forgotten, and I think clarinet has a voice like any other instrument, so I just and I can't say it's not even, I don't even know if it's my instrument of choice. I feel like I'm the person of choice. The clarinet chose me. And I came back to play it without really realizing. Suddenly I found myself playing more gigs on the clarinet than on the saxophone. And I said, okay, you know, first of all, it's easier to carry around the airports.
I heard that.
And the second thing is like, great, I feel I can be myself. And all I can say is that, you know, for us musicians, is to find a sound, to find an instrument that we can just feel comfortable to be who we are. It's like finding a life mate. You want to find a person that, you know, you can just be who you are, that challenge you for your, to get better and to grow, and yet, you know, showing you some love in return. So this is kind of a relationship I have with the clarinet.
Yeah, whenever I see a man with a double bass or a lady with a double bass walking through an airport, I go, how about a flute? Annette Cohen, certainly a wonderful multi-instrumentalist, but it's the clarinet she's probably known for more than anything else. And on the clarinet, that is a song from her album Chiaroscuro entitled X Zero. Here's another talented lady of modern jazz who plays another instrument that is universal and ancient, but is not used in jazz as often as you might think. On the violin, Jenny Scheinman, from her album Mischief and Mayhem, with the song Ali Farka Touche, on Jazz America, from VOA 1. Thank you.
Six terrific trombonists led by Steve Turay paying homage to another great trombonist, J.J. Johnson, from the album 1-4-J. That's J.J. Johnson's composition, We Dot. This is Russ Davis, and we're going to be hearing a lot of horns on the next edition of Jazz America, as our special guest will be Gordon Goodwin, the multi-instrumentalist, composer, arranger, two-time Grammy Award winner with his Gordon Goodwin Big Fat Band. Redefining what big band is for the 21st century and winning awards doing it. We're going to hear lots of horns and lots of big band from the past and the present with Gordon Goodwin next week on Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.